That's the sound of the new methane-fueled power plant at the Anchorage Regional Landfill near Eagle River. And in case you're wondering, it doesn't stink. Dignitaries gathered to celebrate completion of the plant, which has been in the making since 2004. Dan Gavora is the president of Doyon Utilities. He says the plant is a win for all involved.
The energy we create with this plant will generate revenue for the city, provide energy security for the Joint Base, lower overall energy costs, and reduce pressure on local energy infrastructure and resources, all using what until now was an undesirable byproduct of city waste collection, an emission that had to be collected and flared to meet environmental protection standards.
It's also a win for Doyon Utilities. The company owned by Doyon Limited and Fairbanks Sewer and Water was created in 2005, specifically to service the military installations in Alaska. The plant will offset the power usage for the Fort Richardson part of Jaybird in Anchorage. The landfill was creating methane gas anyway, but until now, they were flaring it as required by EPA guidelines. Now, instead of being released into the atmosphere as pollution, it's being funneled into a 6,000-foot pipeline leading to the plant.
It comes in, we reduce it down to 1.5 pounds, goes into the turbocharger, goes into the engine, it burns the gas, drives the generator, and makes electricity.
That's Marvin Riddle. He's managing the project for Doyon Utilities. The plant's equipped to burn methane from the landfill and natural gas. When there's not enough methane, it'll switch over to using the natural gas. Right now, it produces 5.6 megawatts of power feeding directly into the grid. That offsets Jaybird Richardson's summer power usage by 80% and supplies 55% of their winter power needs. There's room for expansion as the city, the base, and the landfill grow. The plant is in part a result of a renewable energy goal set by the Department of Defense in the early 2000s. Colonel Brian Duffy is the commander of Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson and the commander of the 673rd Air Base Wing. He says the plant just made sense.
When you've got a landfill that's got to be tended to, a privatized partner in the utility system like Doyon, and the electrical demand that the base has, And is competing for supplies that also affect the local community, it just made a lot of sense to move forward with this project, and we're glad to see it come through today.
The Anchorage Assembly awarded Doyon Utilities the project in 2011, and it was completed this summer with the aid of a $2 million construction grant by the Alaska Energy Authority. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan was on hand to celebrate the project. He says he's excited about the many independent power projects being developed in South Central Alaska.
We know that, across the inlet, Oramat's looking for geothermal possibilities. We've got, of course, the Wautana Dam looks like it's moving forward. Hydro certainly is renewable. Some of the coal seam projects may not be true renewables, but they're certainly unconventional, and the ability to use coal without mining it and burning it in the atmosphere is exciting. And, of course, the wind farm, maybe by this fall, we'll see some turbines spinning for the wind farm. So a lot of exciting things happening in renewable energy resources.
Officials say the municipality is expected to collect over $51 million in revenue from the sale of its landfill gas fuel supply and project-related property tax revenue over the 20-year term of the contract. The federal government will obtain electricity at a lower cost, with an estimated savings of $32 million over that period. And Jaybird will exceed its federally mandated goals for renewable energy. Methane power plants are quite common in the lower 48, but this is the first one in Alaska, and likely the only one for a while. According to officials, Anchorage is the only city in the state big enough to supply enough garbage and methane to produce power. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.